Hi, this is Joe Biden. I'm filling in for President Obama this weekend because he's on his way back from Afghanistan, where he was spending some time with the brave men and women of our armed forces. You all know it's tough. It's tough to be far away from home during the holidays, if you're especially in a war zone. So he wanted to be there in person to thank all of those troops on behalf of the American people for the service and sacrifice each one of them are making. And here at home, the First Lady and my wife, Jill, have made supporting military families a priority. You know, these families are also making difficult sacrifices for our country, and they deserve our admiration and our gratitude as well. Our service members and their families are always on our minds, even as the President and I are working on other issues that are critically important to the American people, issues that the American people are deeply concerned about. Accelerating the recovery, growing our economy, strengthening our middle class, and getting our friends and neighbors back to work. In recent months, we've seen encouraging signs on that front. After shrinking for four straight quarters, our economy has now grown five straight quarters. After nearly 2 years of job loss, our economy has created more than 1 million private sector jobs just this year. And after teetering on the brink of liquidation last year, our auto industry is posting healthy gains, assembly lines are running again, and American manufacturing is getting up off the mat and fighting its way back. Still, Friday's job report was a sobering reminder of that. While we saw another month of job growth in November, it just wasn't enough. And it underscores why it's so important to get going without delay on the two things that will most impact on growing our economy. The first is we've got to extend the tax cuts for the middle class that are set to expire at the end of this month. If we don't extend those tax cuts for the middle class, millions of people, millions of families will see a big bite out of their paycheck starting on January 1. And that's the last thing we should let happen. After a decade in which the middle class lost ground, families can ill afford a tax hike, and our economy cannot afford the hit it will take if middle class families have less money to spend. The second thing is we've got to do is we've got to extend unemployment insurance for Americans who have lost their jobs in a tough economy. Without unemployment benefits, families can't spend on basic necessities that are grown, made, and sold by other Americans. Together, the economic hit caused by raising taxes on the middle class and denying 2 million Americans unemployment insurance will wind up costing us hundreds of thousands of jobs. And that just isn't smart. And cutting unemployment insurance is not only not smart, it's not right either. It would mean telling millions of our neighbors who are out of work today, through no fault of their own, that they're on their own. That's no message to send in this season of hope. We all know someone who's been hit hard, hit a rough patch. And when that happens in America, we help them get back up on their feet. That's who we are. That's the American way. So I just don't agree with the folks who said we can't afford a lifeline for Americans who lost their job during the worst recession in generations. But we can afford to borrow hundreds of billions of dollars to extend tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans. That's bad economic policy, and it's also just simply wrong. Congress must extend those needed unemployment benefits before it goes home this year, and it must bolster economic growth by preserving tax cuts for our middle class. I'm glad that the House of Representatives voted to do just that this week, and I call on the United States Senate to do the same. Look, folks, there's no doubt these are tough times, but we are slowly but surely fighting our way back, moving forward. And we're going to keep fighting to grow the economy, to strengthen the middle class, and to restore the American dream. That's my pledge to you. And hey, one last thing. Since the President will be back to record this message next week, let me take this chance to say from my family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, have a great holiday season, and an even better New Year. Thanks. Enjoy the weekend.